I caress your hair and adore how wet your mouth looks. You taste better than birthday cake. Hello, this is Ruin Willow with the Oh Fuck Yeah with Ruin Willow podcast. It's my birthday today. I'm not kidding. It's really my birthday. The day I'm recording this, it is my birthday and it is the 15th. So I decided to do an erotic episode and the story is Eat Me on My Birthday. So eat me on my birthday. If you're under 18, it is time to leave the podcast now because this is a little story I dreamt up that is about sex. It's about an interaction with me and a partner. So if you would like to support me, get one of my books down the podcast show notes. I have all my erotica and my audiobooks all on different sellers online. So are you ready? I'm ready. Let's fucking go. Eat me on my birthday. It's my birthday. Special things are supposed to happen on one's birthday, right? You have texted me throughout the day about how you are going to come home and eat me. My kitty cat is buzzing because you texted me that a birthday deserves 30 minutes of oral, and you want to make me come into the double digits. Way into the double digits. You've said you crave giving it to me more than you crave getting it from me. All these amazing sentences swarm in my head as I lounge on the couch with a glass of wine. Our sex life has exploded with all the new kinks we are trying. We've been together for 3.5 years, and nothing is slowing down. Our passion continues to grow rather than wane. Another text comes in from you. Can't stop thinking of eating you out. I text back, when are you coming home? I'm so ready for your mouth on me I could burst. I might have to indulge before you get here. You text back, please don't. In fact, definitely don't. I want to make you come. You know that's my thing. I text back, I know, I'm just super impatient. I will wait for you, though. You text back, I'm not sure I can stop if you're enjoying. The pleasure Dom and me would be out of control. I text back, comments like that drive me even crazier. Hurry! You text back, good girl. I like it when you obey. The dominant submission kink has helped us flare our sex life together, and with each acquiescence to your lead I agree to, it strengthens the bond between us. The truth is, we found each other on accident. Neither of us were searching for what we now have, which makes it even more special. I caress my thighs and shift them, forcing my wet lower lips against each other. I'm so turned on that even that slight squeezing of my own thighs against my pussy rages my lust higher. I need you to come home now. I scan the room. It's sort of a mess, but I'm not cleaning on my birthday. No way. There are things that can wait on a birthday, and that's definitely one of them. I'm not one of those people who need a clean room to fuck. I don't need a perfect house to enjoy my life. That shit just doesn't matter and isn't one of my top priorities. That's superficial shit. Appearance shit, and I don't care what others think. I care about my feelings, our relationships, making awesome lasting memories from experiences, and being productive with my work. I glance at my phone as an update comes in. Our food will arrive in 2 hours. So you need to arrive soon so we can have time for sex before our dinner arrives. I grin as I think about your mouth on my cunt, your scruff collecting my juices and your short beard bristles. You let it grow a bit today on purpose to take advantage of adding the extra friction to when you eat me out. I smile as I remember you telling me this as you got ready this morning. I'd wanted sex, birthday morning sex, but we had to work. But now, the evening is upon us, and we do have time to be together. You text me again. Get some toys ready because I'm going to suck, fuck, and toy you into a multitude of orgasms. Get a clit sucker, something for inside you, and another clit toy. Hell, make a pile on the couch, and I'll go through them all until you are spent, my lovely, sexy cum slut. I grin devilishly and text back. I love the way you think. I'm on it. I hop up and collect all the toys from the cabinets and grab the tasty flavored lube as well. Not that I don't think you won't make me wet, but sometimes the flavor is just fun with oral. I clamber back into the living room and plop them all down, almost dropping a few. I laugh at the pile. I may have been overly ambitious, but I'm so ready to celebrate with a plethora of climaxes. I'm so lucky you aren't bored with that. You always want to make me come. It's your obsession, and this is why we are a match. I hear the garage door open and I squeal. I lay on the couch, then stand up again. I'm so fidgety with excitement at coming that I'm jittery and on edge. I sit back down, then stand up again, wondering how I want to appear to you when you come in. I consider stripping naked, but it's too late as I hear the door into the house open, then close.
Hi, babe,
you say.
I'm home and ready to eat you until you come. I want you a floppy, cum-soaked mess, ASAP.
You appear in the kitchen and I'm standing in the middle of the living room. Your eyes light up and in them I can see your thoughts undressing me. Hi, I say. I'm so ready. You stride right towards me, nothing distracting or sidetracking you, making it clear that I'm your priority.
My sexy, beautiful birthday girl,
you say as you caress my back, holding my gaze. You sway us as we smile like a mirror. Not just any regular smiles. We have mutually salacious smiles.
Are you ready to scream? Because I'm not stopping until you do.
Shivers run along me as the anticipation of coming along with the juiciness of your words are a faucet of foreplay themselves. Once I told you how you telling me things compliments sexy dirty talk, raunchy name-calling, and sex directions turned me on, my arousal levels skyrocketed because you didn't shy away and say, I'm just not going to do that. No, instead you stepped it up even higher. With our kinks for that on the same wavelength, we have bolted our lust to our love even more securely.
Well, I think we'd better get you naked and fast because I'm feeling the extreme need to taste your birthday girl cum.
Oh, I shudder with glee.
Going to be sucking you hard. Fuck.
You whisper before nibbling my ear.
Love your sounds, your twitches, especially when I suck hard.
I love when you tell me what you're going to do to me, I say as I bite my lip while keeping my eyes connected with yours. Our mutual gaze burns my lust for you higher as all our history and all our future collide. I trust you.
You feel so good. I can't wait to love you up with my mouth, my cock, and my body.
Yes, please. And now, I say with a ginormous grin.
I think you need to come for me.
You say as you begin to remove my clothes. You toss each piece to the corner of the room, but remain dressed yourself.
I'll let you unwrap me when you desire.
You say with a big, suggestive grin. I can't wait to come, I say with joy.
And when you do, I'm going to suck even harder.
You grab for my bared nipples
and caress and tug them.
I'm going to smear my pre-cum here and suck it off of you.
I shimmy my shoulders and grin bigger as my desire for you thickens, as does my clit. I nod aggressively as you press me gently backwards towards the couch.
And if you desire, you can suck my cock. Taste my cum, too. But if not, be assured I am tasting yours.
Yes, please, I say as I allow you to press me down to the couch.
But you aren't tasting mine until you come enough times that I think it's time.
Your smile is wicked, and it makes my clit lurch as you crawl between my thighs, your face even with my juicy hole.
Are you getting wet yet?
Yes, all your words are getting me wet. I lay back against the cushion and enjoy thoughts of luxury of your mouth on me as I come into it.
Did you drink lots of fluids today, like I asked?
You ask with a raised eyebrow.
You need that to make your cum.
I nod heartily. Yes, I did.
Good, that's my girl. Now, let's get you to that first orgasm, shall we?
You hand me an ultrasonic pen toy, one I love on my clit.
First your nipples, then sneak it on your clit when I'm tongue-fucking your slick hole.
You instruct. I titter on the edge of bliss already as your hot breath bathes my lower lips. You spread my lips, and the first touchdown of your tongue at my slit makes my body jolt.
Yes.
You slur in a pulse of hot air against my wetted flesh.
Circle those nipples, too. Make them hard for me to suck.
I press the little tip to my areolas and slowly make concentric circles around my nipples until I close in on my hardening nubs. I squirm as you lick my pussy, and I twitch and yelp when your tongue graces my clit. Then you secure your open mouth fully over my clit and clamp down hard, sucking with extreme force. My body lurches in response, and I drop the toy as you suck me, then press your fingers into my pussy. Even though I writhe, raising and lowering my hips as I travel the pleasure, you remain suctioned to my engorged clit. I grab at your hair and grab handfuls, squeezing my thighs against your face. But you don't let up, and I burst into the first orgasm of my birthday with a barrage of moans and a yell. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I muster out between pants. You continue to suck, and my pleasure ramps right back up to the peak, and I climax again, my walls clamping down and your fingers still pumping inside me. You remain steadfast and push me to another orgasm as I'm feeling floaty already. Oh, shit. Fuck. That's amazing, I whisper. You come off my clit and smile up at me. I caress your hair and adore how wet your mouth looks.
You taste better than birthday cake,
you say as you rise above me. That's because of you, I reply with a happy smile.
My sexy cutie,
you say as you straddle me and rub your cock tip all over my nipples.
Where's that toy?
You ask as you press your cock tip near my mouth. I lick your cock tip as you do a short titty fuck, pressing my breasts around your shaft.
Toys on your tits, babe,
you instruct. I press the vibrating toy to my right nipple as you slide your cock in the cave my breasts make. You grunt and smile. I love hearing your sounds as much as you love hearing mine. It always launches us both higher into our joint passion. You
You slide off and begin to suck my nipples.
Max level. Ride the toy slowly up your slit. Nice and slow.
When I use my teeth against your nipple, put the toy on your clit and leave it there.
Oh, this is new. And I quickly follow your instructions and love you all the more for them because it's immediately mind-blowing. Oh, God. The combination is epic, and I moan and undulate under you. When you close your teeth gently around my tit, I press the toy to my clit. My body bucks against the extreme sensations that ricochet inside me, and it all hurls me into another big O.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This episode is brought to you by the Spring Cleaning Champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure the man in your life grooms his carpets and his drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Have him clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch his confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and have him join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With our special offer, go to manscaped.com and use code RUIN. You have to use my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, for the 20% off and free shipping. Have you ever been doing some oral pleasure and got some hairs in your mouth or your teeth? Well, Manscaped can help with that. Try being clean-shaven for spring cleaning. After he uses Manscaped, you can say, let's get some busy with some spring fever in the bedroom. Try out Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It is an amazing trimmer that features two interchangeable heads, one for taking a little off the top and the new foil blade to go smooth. If you want to go smooth for spring cleaning, make sure you try out Manscaped products. Bring on those smooth skin, sexy slaps in the bedroom. And how do you do that? Use Manscaped products to shave clean down in your pubic area. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code RUIN. You have to use my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, all caps at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code RUIN at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in his pants, right? In your pants, if you're the man. Spring clean your groin area. Try smooth. Try it with Manscaped.
Fucking want you. Want my whore bad, you say, and the illicit words meld with my dissension of the climax to perk my arousal right back up.
Oh my God. That was big, I coo.
I know. That's what I wanted.
I gasp. It was really strong. You reach into your pocket and pull out a purple pen-type toy.
Happy birthday,
you say in a happy voice.
I told you that you will get a sex toy for your birthday every year, even if you are 80.
I grin back at you. You so get me. You're incredible. You know that?
You're incredible. I'm so impressed what your body can do.
Your grin turns even more horn dog before you say,
now let's fuck.
You press my hips with your palms, urging me to turn onto my tummy.
Going to ram you, doggy, controlling you until you come. Put the new toy on your clit as I fuck you from behind, my tasty wench.
I giggle and do exactly as you say.
Feel my hard shaft,
you say as you press your meaty manhood head to my slippery hole.
Gonna fuck you good,
you say. Yes, please. I say in a muffled voice with my mouth partially occluded by the soft couch cushion.
Press that toy to your clit firm, babe. Let's go,
you say as you speed up your pumping of your manhood into me. We are both panting and moaning, grunting as we fuck.
Come for me, baby,
you request, but your tone is more of a command, which triggers me just right, and I explode into the peak of my climax.
Who fucks you hard?
You ask in a strained voice.
Who gives you good cock?
You, I say as my vaginal walls choke your cock inside me on repeat. My body shudders against the couch cushion as I traverse the full, triple-peaked orgasm. You grunt, groan, and then growl deeply as you curl your body against mine. You slow your pumping, and my pussy feels more sloshy inside as your cock begins to deflate. You relax on top of me as we both run the course of our panting. You kiss along my back.
Round one of many this evening.
You fall to the couch beside me and pull me into a snuggle.
It's your birthday, and by mouth, cock, or toy, you are coming until you get your fill and beg me to stop.
I wiggle myself against you until our bodies are fully cuddled together, your wet, soft cock nestled between our bellies. That was delicious. I loved it. And I love the new toy. It's a bit different than the other one, which is awesome. You are so good to me.
You are so good to me, babe.
You kissed my forehead. Happy birthday, and the night is still young. Be ready for more body-shaking orgasms. Oh, I'm so ready. But right now, I'm sleepy.
Quick nap,
you ask? I nod and we hold each other, our warm, sticky bodies skin on skin, as we drift off into a gratifying post-fuck nap. Ah, that was a lovely little brain orgasm, wasn't it? A lovely little journey through a tasty, yummy encounter. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you come today. I hope you take advantage of your body and all the amazing feelings your nerve endings and your genitals can bring you. Make sure you come today. Make sure you come with yourself, for yourself, alone or with a partner or partners. Make sure you use your body in your healthy, amazing, natural way to heal yourself, make yourself healthy, give yourself stress relief, and sleep. Make sure you take it. Make sure you use your body to make yourself come. And we were given these organs for the reasons of pleasure and enjoyment. Just as we were given taste buds to enjoy food, we were given these sensations, these nerve endings, these amazing full body sensations from orgasms. We were meant to have them. That's why we were given them. Don't listen to these people who tell you you're not supposed to. It's healthy for your body. It's healthy for your relationship with yourself and others. And it's healthy for your brain. It's healthy for your all your body parts, especially your genitals. Get that blood flow going down there, baby. Use your own body to make yourself healthy and feeling pleasure and feeling amazing. Self-care includes masturbation. It includes orgasm. It includes orgasms. It includes making yourself feel amazing with your own natural bodily hormones released during orgasm. And don't forget to check down in the podcast show notes for links to my books and audiobooks. Please support me and buy a book. Enjoy it. Join the podcast on the exclusive level where I often have these same episodes, but they don't have any ads. And I also put my audiobooks there and extras. And you get all the padlocked episodes if you join. You can also join me on Substack or Patreon and get these things as well. So please become a subscriber. Thanks for listening and subscribe to my podcast. Share it. Leave me a comment. It helps me grow. And I hope you have an amazing fucking day. Happy birthday to me. Yeah. Birthdays are fun, aren't they? I'm going to go have a glass of wine and I'm going to make myself orgasm lots of times. Oh, fuck yeah. Have a good day. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye now. Hello, this is Ruin Willow sharing my new erotic rom-com, I Dare You, the Saturday Sex Challenge. The bundle of all six novellas in the Sex Challenge series, A Day of Play, an erotic romantic comedy, a spicy rom-com that happens all in a single freezing cold winter day. It's best to stay inside. But where's the adventure in that? On Amazon, you can now get all novellas in one book. Brad and Anna, the playful second marriage newlyweds, have a day of sexy fun planned. Brad loves to pamper, indulge, and pleasure his new wife, so a day of erotic playtime is on his agenda. Their burgeoning life together is mirrored by their flirty dance that starts out in the kitchen, where teasing takes charge of the reins in the special day's foreplay. Anna's drive to be the champion is only fueled by Brad's triumphs, but neither is giving up that quick. They joyfully egg each other on in their frisky seduction of each other. They challenge one another in each round of their sex games to reach their climaxes. They both want to win, so the mischief escalates. The comedy abounds as they entice each other's libidos in risky places like the grocery store. Nothing like an exhibitionistic trip to buy food for dinner to put a spicy lick on the day's events. On the way home, their fun, love, and competitiveness continues when the car becomes their arena for their frisky hijinks. But their daring of each other doesn't stop there. The day keeps delightfully surprising them as they look forward to each moment of the frigid Saturday. Their relationship is spontaneous and inventive, and this gives Brad the liberties he loves to be the leader in the bedroom, to be the one in control of their experiences together. It's new to Anna to grant this to a man, but a victory would be the most delicious way to end a day that celebrates their love and excitement at finally being able to live together. The six novellas included are The Kitchen Sex Challenge, The Grocery Store Sex Challenge, The Car Sex Challenge, The Hide and Seek Sex Challenge, The Limo Sex Challenge, and Taste of Victory. Get it today on Amazon. Available now in ebook. Coming soon in paperback. Ready for some spring cleaning of your beard and groin hairs? Try out Manscaped products, where you can get 20% off with my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, to get 20% off and free shipping. In order to get the discount, use the promo code RUIN, R-U-A-N, to do that spring cleaning. You get yourself ready for sexy times. Heat up your spring with a new shave, a new trim. Perhaps try going bare. Get more skin smacks in the bedroom, if you know what I mean.